Hello and welcome to Reporting In. I am your host, Malcolm Fleschner. This is the TYT show that's membership driven, that brings you interviews with investigative reporters, journalists working around the globe, some who work for TYT, others who don't, bringing you important stories. I like to think that we get the story behind the story. I don't know if we do, but I like to think that we do. And today on the show, I'm super excited because my guest is a legendary journalist by the name of Greg Palast. And he is not only been a legendary muckraker for many years, he's also a best-selling author of 6 different books, including his latest, which is The Best Democracy Money Can Buy, A Tale of Billionaires and Ballot Bandits, which has also been made into a movie available on Amazon, I should mention. Greg, thank you so much for coming on the show today.
I'm glad to be with you.
All right, this is exciting to me. I wrote a little intro where I described you as that you've been a troublemaker, a muckraker, and a thorn in the side of government and corporate malefactors alike for decades. And lurking over the scope of your work, you have covered all kinds of stories, international, but a lot of them do with corporate malfeasance, some do with governments. But lately, your focus has been more on voting and specifically election tampering and purging of voter rolls that's been going on across this country. When did you decide to focus on that and how did that come about?
Bad luck. Look, I was a investigative reporter with BBC Television and The Guardian newspapers of Britain. My beat was billionaires gone bad. And I was in the Amazon and the Arctic and hunting down. And then I was investigating the Bush family money connections and some big bad billionaires. And then I got information kind of sideways that Catherine Harris, for those who remember her back in 2000, the Secretary of State of Florida.
Yeah, I remember her well.
And Jeb Bush, the governor of the state of Florida, I found out that they had removed tens of thousands of voters, about 58,000 black people from the voter rolls on the grounds that they were felons who are not allowed to vote in Florida. And, you know, George Bush won the presidency of the United States by just 537 votes in Florida, not counting the 58,000 black folk that Jeb Bush purged. And so as an investigative reporter, you can tell I'm an investigative reporter by the hat, I got the computer disks of the people that were purged. And when I say they're black, there was no guessing. It said BLA next to their name. But I also checked out, and none, exactly zero were illegal ex-con voters. None. They just had names like ex-cons, you know, common black names. And, you know, like I even had like one guy, Willie Steen, who was a Gulf War vet, not that draft dodger like our president of the time, mm-hmm. or president right now, a Gulf War vet who was working in a hospital, and he was denied his vote because his name, Willie Steen, was similar to a white felon named Willie Osteen of Ohio. This was how we elected George Bush. I thought, okay, that's a horrible, terrible story. That's enough of that. And then I'm back in 2004 with another game in 2008 and 12. And here I am. And then in 16 for Rolling Stone, I started uncovering shenanigans by a guy named Chris Kobach of Kansas. If you don't know that name, just think KKK. And for Rolling Stone, I uncovered that this guy KKK, Chris Kobach of Kansas, had created a new gimmick called Interstate Crosscheck involving 20-some states where he was accusing people of voting in 2 states at the same time. There's a couple people in the United States, about 4 have been arrested for such a thing. You go to jail for 5 years. He had 7 million suspects. And it was all people named James Brown that he said voted in several states. He said, this guy James Brown seems to vote everywhere. He changes his middle name, never the same middle name. So I'm on this. And now this year, more of this monkey business. I have other stories to do, guys. Stop stealing the elections.
Yeah. In an election year in particular, you would think that these stories, and especially they're going back to 2000, we've had this for almost 2 decades now, this has been going on. Who knows what was happening before then, but that's when you uncovered it initially for the 2000 election. it's not like there's not stories, we don't see a lot of stories about problems with elections. Just much of it relates to Russia and how Russia is stealing our elections. And I mean, there are lots of stories that relate to issues with our elections. There's, you know, money in politics, there's voter ID laws, there's gerrymandering, and you know, this Russiagate stuff, and others, you know, potentially Israel and other people tampering our elections. And I'm not saying that none of those issues matter. But it seems like they get, especially the Russiagate stuff, gets so much more attention than this, which is clear and has been going on for decades, and nobody seems to be doing much about. So why is it that we focus on things like Russiagate so much, and the issues like voter purges don't get much attention, at least not as much as they should?
Well, two things. One, purges are considered a race issue, a special interest issue, and white people aren't interested. You know, white broadcasters. I'm going to be very blunt about it. There's not many pale faces like yourself or me in the industry who care about what happens to the black voter. It's just that blunt. For example, you know, and Russia's story is a cute story, but you know, I was asked on MSNBC, are the Russians going to hack the election in Ohio? This was just before the 16 election. I said, you know, the Republicans of Ohio have control of the computers. They've got the passwords, the motive, the opportunity. They don't need some pimply kid in Russia playing with a computer to tell them how to steal elections. The Republicans are pretty good at it themselves. And most of the theft that happens in America happens before Election Day by blocking people from the voter rolls and removing them. They show up and they don't get to vote, or they get something called the provisional ballot, which is thrown in the garbage can. And so the reason I think it's not covered also is that, one, it's a black issue for the most part, or a Hispanic, Asian American issue.
Second, we have a myth that American elections are wonderful, and so the only thing that could go wrong is that there's someone from the outside, like the Ruskies, messing with us. You know, Hillary Clinton said during the debate, when Trump said, this election's rigged, she should have said, yeah, it's rigged. Because your cronies are rigging it, guys like Chris Kobach messing with the voter rolls, John Houston in Ohio making black people wait in line literally for 7 hours. I waited in line 7 hours in Dayton with the Souls to the Polls voters from the black churches to vote. And I went to a white suburb to see how long the lines were. There were no lines. Okay, that wasn't the Russians that took away voting machines in the black area to create long lines. That was Republican John Houston. So the Republicans are pulling these games, but the Democrats, you know, really still want to go with the myth that you know, our elections are wonderful, and they may grumble privately, but they don't take it on as a party issue. And I think part of that is that they don't want to be seen as defending black voters. I can tell you, when I was in Florida and found all those tens of thousands of black voters wrongly accused of being felons, you could not get a white politician. And by the way, the head of the Democratic Party in that state was telling me he's pulling his hair out because he couldn't get a white politician to complain about it, because they were afraid they were going to be accused of supporting felon voters, criminals voting. And so it's very difficult, because a lot of the you know, it's not like the Democratic Party as a whole doesn't say anything. It's just that it's the white congressional caucus that's the problem.
Well, that is super frustrating, and one, you know, calls into question whether Democrats are serious about winning elections. If they are, I mean, they feel, it seems like they're willing to go into these elections with one hand tied behind their back, and they have to win with a supermajority just to win a majority. And that's basically what happened for Obama, that he probably won a much greater margin than was actually recorded.
But oh, absolutely. In fact, Bobby Kennedy and I, when we were working with Rolling Stone together, and I'm a statistician by training and an economist, we figured 5.9 million votes were stolen from Obama in 2008. He won anyway. And actually, Bobby, when we were writing for Rolling Stone, talked to Obama about this. He's one of those people who can actually pick up the phone and get to the president. And Obama said, yeah. And he was very clear on all the detailed ways that they steal votes by the millions. He said, well, what you have to do is just crush them. You're not going to win by 51%. You have to win by 56%. So his view was just crush them, which is, you know, easy for him to say, I suppose, you know, because he had that microphone, that national platform. But right now, I've just returned from Georgia, and you know, it's grim what they are doing, and where in Georgia, at least you have a black candidate
who has been public, loud, and detailed on the theft of the minority vote in Georgia.
Okay, so can you speak to what's going on in Georgia? Because we have right now her opponent, if I'm not mistaken, is the current Secretary of State, and he's responsible for purging thousands of Georgians from the voter rolls. And this is what you've uncovered. And my understanding is that your work has compelled him to release the names of the voters who were purged from the rolls. Is that correct?
That is correct. I had to file a federal suit against Brian Kemp. He's a Secretary of State and he's running for governor, which means he determines who gets the vote because he purges the voter rolls and when you can register, how you register. He determines which polling stations are closing, and he's closed many polling stations throughout the states in minority areas. He counts the ballots. You have hundreds of thousands of provisional ballots, absentee ballots, which have to be verified before they're counted. And he's just been tossing these voters out. He's the first Secretary of State. He's the third Secretary of State to run for governor in Georgia. The first one who will not resign from office, despite the fact that he's the guy in charge of the vote while he's running for governor. And that's because he can't win. It's real simple. The polls are showing him sinking. He cannot win if everyone gets to vote in Georgia. And so I had to file a federal lawsuit to get him to release the names of the people he's purged and why. He just released those to me. I put them on my site, gregpalace.com. People only had 2 days to react to this. 591,000, that's over 500,000 voters. I have each of their names, each of their addresses, people he has purged. I'm not counting dead people or people in prison, just the people that he said moved out of the state. We had experts who say 93% of those people have never moved. We put up the list. Over 100,000 people hit my site. It kept crashing. Over 100,000 people hit my site. And I asked people if they found themselves on the site, one, re-registered, contact me. Not everyone did, but we had just short of 2,000 people write me notes saying, my God, I didn't realize that I was purged from the voter rolls. Because he sent out no notices. Right. No notices.
Why kidding. Why would he? That's not the point. Is not to get the people to stay on the rolls. The point is to get rid of them. And so, but if in Florida, for example, the excuse was these are potential felons. What is the excuse used to purge people, as in Georgia or Indiana or elsewhere? These 26 different or 27, I think it is, or 26 or 27 states where they've had these voter purges. What's the justification for it?
They're saying that people are voting in two states in the same election, which is a federal crime. You get 5 years in the slammer if you try to pull a stunt like that. And so they created a suspect list. Now, who's on the suspect list? Well, for example, in Georgia, there were, I kid you not, 347 guys named James Brown who are on the suspect list because, believe it or not, they found a guy named James Brown, not only in Atlanta, but a guy named James Brown in Motown, and a guy named James Brown in Arizona, and a guy named James Brown in Kentucky. So what happened was, is they said, okay, that's got to be the same James Brown.
So you're suggesting that there's more than one person named James Brown living in different states?
Well, I know it's not a common name, at least common for a Republican.
Yeah.
And that's the problem. I mean, the name. So what they're literally matching, and I can't make this up. First name and last name. That's the only match. And lots of people named Rodriguez and Garcia. Kim, they're going after the Korean community like crazy, especially in Georgia. That's a major voting block in Georgia. And a lot of David Lees. And so what happens, they send them a postcard. Here's their excuse. They send every James Brown a postcard. And by the way, they match James Brown Sr., James Brown Jr. is the same guy. James Thomas Brown with James Edward Brown, that's supposed to be a match. And they say, well, big deal, we send them a postcard. And if you say, confirm your name and address, they won't take you off the voter rolls. That's nice of them. But you know, most people throw, about 80% of the people who get these cards think it's junk mail. It looks like junk mail and they throw it away. Well, they just threw away their vote. And that's how you get this massive, massive purge of the voter rolls. People don't even know it. They're going to show up by the tens of thousands in Georgia on November 6th and in Indiana and in Missouri and in Illinois and in Ohio. They're going to be showing up in these states and they're going to be, you know, they're going to find that they can't vote. People named James Brown, people named Jose Garcia. And I can tell you, I just got the list and put up on my site as well. If you're in Indiana, take a look. the purge list for Indiana. I have every name and address.
And so, when people do show up, they say, "Hi, I'm James Brown. I'm here to vote." And they say, "I'm sorry, I have no James Brown." And you say, "But I voted. I live here. I voted before. I should be registered." They say, "Well, you're not." And they say, "Okay, you can vote with a provisional ballot." That's what happens?
Yes, and in most states, in most races, those provisional ballots will never get counted. Because see, what they'll do is they'll say they're going to check, and all they do is check what's called the central registry to see if the local books didn't have you, but the central registry does. And if you were purged because you were on the Chris Kobach cross-check list, you're purged. They can't count your vote. They're not going to count your vote.
So you're not on the central list either?
Right. That's where they strike you from. They strike you from the central list. And so then the little lady at the table has no idea if your vote's going to count. Sometimes I notice, I see this in California where I vote, and they tell you, "Oh, fill this out and we will count it." Well, they don't even know if they're going to count it because they have nothing to do with it. It's going to be up to that Secretary of State. And this is happening in states where, like in Georgia, the Republican Secretary of State is the guy who's running for governor.
And that's true with Chris Kobach also in Kansas.
That's right.
He's the Secretary of State also, and he is running for governor.
Yes, and by the way, I confronted both these guys. I was just in Georgia and confronted Kemp and said, so tell me, Mr. Kemp, are you purging voters, black voters, as a way to win this election? His reaction was to have me seized by some Georgia state Smokies who dragged me off the property at a barbecue joint. What I did was I hunted down his campaign bus because he wouldn't speak to me. Uh-huh. But that was their reaction. The second was Chris Kobach has talked to me. I had to jump him, but once I got him, he decided he was gonna talk to me about the list. And he says, I said, "Why are you matching James Edward Johnson with James Peter Johnson?" This is in my movie. I actually have this where he's talking. And he says, "Well, I just want the widest list possible." What do you mean you want the widest list possible? It's like you might as well saying, "Well, we're going to arrest every black person for holding up a 7-Eleven because some black man somewhere held up a 7-Eleven."
No, that actually does happen though. So
well, I know. Unfortunately, that is a pattern in America, and we just think it's okay. And so Kobach, look, the courts are constantly slamming this stuff down. And in fact, here's one in Indiana. I just got the purge list. I sent it to my computer experts. They say, "Wait a minute, there's 27,000 people that were identified by cross-check as having left the state. They've lost their votes. We got them on the purge list. And we've checked with the post office and 200 private databases. And we can guarantee you that over 20,000 of these people are still at their residential address where they are registered to vote. They should not have been removed. And there's a court order telling Indiana, don't remove people from the cross-check list." And they did it anyway. 20,000 voters are going to show up on November 6th. And remember, Indiana is probably the tightest Senate race in the nation.
Yeah, it's a close Senate race, that's for sure.
This is the Senate, the control of the Senate's at stake. And here they're messing with the voter rolls. I've put up, by the way, all these names at gregpalace.com. By the way, I'm going to be putting up Illinois pretty soon, and their registration has not closed. It's a hot issue. I'm filing a federal action with the Reverend Jesse Jackson is my co-plaintiff. The state legislature, which is Democratic, has already said, get the hell out of Chris Kobach's purge program.
Yeah.
They voted for it, but the Republican governor, Rauner, vetoed it. And this is,
He's got a race on his hands too. I mean, these are all critical races, and any advantage that the Republican, this is just another example of where the Republicans play to win and the Democrats play they play patty cake. It's super frustrating, but I appreciate it. We're almost out of time, but I want to, first of all, if people think they've been purged, whether in Georgia or Indiana or Illinois or any of these other states potentially, you're going to be posting at gregpalace.com names where people can search for themselves, correct?
We're getting under, because of federal lawsuits that we're filing, they're coming out with their hands up and their files open, and we are state by state putting up these purge lists in a way that maintains people's privacy. So you can go to gregpalace.com. We're going to have up Illinois, and we're going to have up about 15 states, but we started with Georgia
and Indiana. Illinois will be up in a day or so. And as soon as we can get them all up, we will. I beg everyone, I don't care how many times you voted, go to your Secretary of State's website, see if you are still registered to vote. I don't care if you voted 12 times. This is what they're doing to you. So don't cry to me on election day when you show up and your name is missing. I just told you to go and check and re-register. Some states closed down already this week, but you got to fight it.
Okay, so what about, before I have like 1 minute left, before looking to the future, what's happening to stop this from continuing to be a problem plaguing our elections and allowing Republicans to get away with this, essentially, besides you screaming it from the rooftops? Until the Democrats are willing to do something about it, are our hands tied, or are we just going to have to suffer through having third world style elections?
Forget the Democrats. We got the Southern Christian Leadership Conference, Jesse Jackson and Rainbow Push. We've got the NAACP. We've got top voting rights attorneys all over the country with the ACLU in Kansas and others where we are fighting. I'm hand in hand with them. I'm the guy that digs the stuff. I'm just a reporter. So I get the information. I get the documents. I get the facts. I get the names. It's up to these groups, and they have been very responsive. Don't count on the political parties to save your vote. I don't know why that. You can make up all kinds of theories why the Democrats won't touch it, but they're not. But that's why we have citizen organizations like the NAACP in Georgia. I just got off the phone with them, and with Reverend Jackson, I was just with him a couple days ago. We're going to take it on because it's a civil rights issue. It's not a partisan issue. It's a civil rights democracy issue, not Democrat issue.
All right. Well, Greg Pelos, thanks so much for talking to me today. I hope the audience appreciates it. I appreciate your work. And I could see why you might get frustrated after almost two decades of of shouting about this, and it still just continues and gets potentially even getting worse and worse. But hopefully through your work and the work of Jesse Jackson and NAACP and others, we can end this practice of voter purges and get some, at least that aspect of our democracy back. Then we can worry about Russia.
Okay. Yeah. Thanks a lot. We have plenty to worry about. Believe me.
There's plenty of other things to worry about. Great. All right, Greg. Thanks so much for watching, and thanks to you at home for watching. I hope you enjoyed my conversation with Greg and feel informed, if potentially a little bit discouraged about the prospects for electoral reform in this country. And always, every week, we've got a new show for you with a new journalist. And so I hope you'll keep tuning in to Reporting In. I appreciate your watching, and I appreciate your membership for TYT. Thanks, and I'll see you next time.